I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Months of war between Israel and Hezbollah have left southern Lebanon in tatters. Heart for Lebanon teams are making repairs in several hundred homes. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says,
nonprofits, especially faith-based in Lebanon, can't rebuild a house. We can repair a room in a home.
Work begins in the kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the family, and the mom can, with a new stove and refrigerator and a few things, can make a meal. They can sit around it. They can talk.
As they work, believers talk to families about the Lord. Interest leads to deeper conversations.
Our missional leadership students are going throughout southern Lebanon doing these small group Bible studies. They have about 130 different people.
Pray that lives will change as people meet Jesus at the kitchen table. Then, with Haiti's capital under nearly full control, armed gangs are now expanding their territory. Gang members recently stormed Mirabalais in central Haiti and released more than 500 prisoners. Dierf serves with Every Man a Warrior, a partner of Trans World Radio.
No matter where you are in Haiti, you are affected, whether you are Christian or not.
With every reason to run, believers are committed to staying put.
We are called to be right in the middle of catastrophic times and to bring light, to bring hope for those people around us.
Standing for Jesus puts Christian men in the crosshairs.
Anytime you want to try to influence the gang to become like God or to leave the gang and to come to Christ, this will upset them and our men. Sometimes they feel they are going to be killed.
Pray for courage and boldness. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.